This is Juno Afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Family Promise's mission is to end childhood homelessness in Juno, recognizing that it takes a community to do that. And this Sunday, they will hold a barbecue at Sandy Beach to celebrate 5 years of working towards this goal. And with us, we have Katie Carlson. She's Executive Director of Family Promise. And Katie, I thought for those people who might not be familiar with Family Promise, maybe you could tell us the story of how this organization was born 5 years ago.
You know, I hear stories about this process because I was not living in Juneau when this happened. But, I remember hearing Terry speak several times, who is our current board president, well, our outgoing board president, Reverend Terry Stage Harvey, talk about just her summer lunch program, seeing many children and families come into the summer lunch program homeless, struggling to manage living in their cars. Family homelessness is not super visible by the public. It really is a private thing. And people are so afraid to lose their children when they're experiencing this, that they just try to keep it private. And that was kind of when conversation started. I want to say that was April of 2017, when they started talking about how can we change our community when it looks at family homelessness, and how can we address the family homelessness problem that is in Juneau. And conversation started that day. Our conversation started a few years before that, maybe, and then 2017 is when we opened our doors. They had Family Promise National come up. So for those of you that don't know, we are an affiliate of National Family Promise. There are over 200 of us kind of working on the same mission in the United States. So we really are a part of something that is bigger than ourselves, which is wonderful. But since then, we have served 129 households, 83 of them being families with children. And we've served over 187 children, either preventing their homelessness or shortening their length of time homelessness within our shelter.
So tell me a little bit more about that sort of discovery that kids are living in cars with their parents. And it's very interesting that the parents are kind of afraid to reach out because they're afraid that their kids might get taken away from them. So how does that affect a child to be living in a car? What do you notice?
It's great that you asked that question, and I will speak from two spaces. I will speak from a space of experience, and I will speak from a space of what I notice as an adult that works in this arena. We were homeless when I was a child several times. It impedes a lot of things. It impedes learning capabilities. If anybody knows anything about trauma, oftentimes children and families and adults are experiencing trauma during the time of being homeless. And so that trauma just inhibits so much growth. For example, like one of the things that I struggle with as a professional is my writing skills. They're not the greatest. And it's something that I'm always working on and I'm always trying to make better. But my primary writing comes from fourth grade, like where you're really ingrained in nouns and verbs and pronouns and all those things that make sentences and paragraphs and all that stuff. And that was one of the longest length of time that I was homeless as a child. And so it's like, oh my gosh, that I can look back on that now as an adult and go, that totally impeded my capabilities. And even still as an adult, to really be an excellent writer. And speaking from a professional space of like, how does that affect children? I would tell you that in our experience and what we see here oftentimes is we see kids regress. I mean, even in shelter, they regress. And when I say regress, I really talk about like coming to a former space where they were more comfortable. So sometimes when a child is regressing, you might see a potty trained 3-year-old regress to be unpotty trained anymore. You might see a kiddo that is, 7 or 8 years old that maybe had nightmares as a younger child start having nightmares again. So regressing to a previous state of comfortability when you're talking about even like the stages of development for children. So any length of homelessness or any time of homelessness, even in shelter, can be really traumatizing for kiddos.
Well, we hear a lot about homelessness, and it's a big basket. You have, adult people who are experiencing homeless, and there's not always this focus on children. That's very interesting. You know, I wonder if kind of that direct target makes it less of a moving target, because homeless people are a moving target because they don't have a home, a roof under their over their heads.
So I would tell you that pre-pandemic, I feel like it was, so I joined Juno in 2019, and I remember preparing early 2020, some newsletters and stuff like that that were going out, and looking at the number of homelessness in our school district as, like, it was over 100 kiddos. That's a lot of kids in our community that don't have a place to call their own, that don't have a bed to call their own. And, you know, some people double up. And so when I say double up, they're living with grandma and grandpa or aunts and uncles and stuff. And that's okay. Like, that works for a lot of people. It doesn't always work for everybody. And oftentimes it has to come to an end. And so thinking that our school district is serving that many kiddos, I'd be interested to see what their numbers are looking like end of last year. And then this year, you know, the school year as it starts, kind of what are we going to be experiencing? We work really close with the school district. And if they have any referrals or families that are not in shelter with us or haven't accessed our shelter services, we try to work with them to try to get them into long-term permanent housing.
Well, there was this photo on Facebook, on your Facebook page, that really got me looking at it for a while and thinking. And it was the photo of a young child, a young girl, and her back was turned, so we couldn't identify her. But she had her arms upraised in this total expression of joy. What's the story behind that photo? Can you share a little of that?
I would love to share that. You know, a lot of times when we work with families, they've experienced trauma, and they're tired, and they're exhausted, and they're sad, and they're lost. And it can be really emotionally overwhelming. And we bring them into shelter and we connect with these people 90% of the times. It's very rare that we bring a family into shelter that brings us so much frustration as service providers that we're like, you've got to go. this particular family just did wonderful. Our volunteers, they loved volunteers. The volunteers loved them. Our staff connected great with them. Mom's fantastic. The kids are wonderful to be around, and they're so versatile, and they're so great at overcoming adversity as a family as a whole. And they've experienced so much trauma in the past since March that it is unrealistic to even think about, and to no fault of their own. They're a very successful family. Their kids are wonderful. They're just doing a great job as a family as a whole. They are working and thriving in our community. And they're homeless and they're on our doorstep. And that was the day that this family found out that they got their apartment.
Oh, well, so that's why
they were leaving.
That's why her
arms were leaving tomorrow. And that's why her fingers are peace, like peace out. Like, I am leaving this place. And I know that there's, like, you know, for us as staff, there's a lot of sadness and happiness that goes into that day. But we experienced a little bit of grief with that. You know, we've had this family in our shelter for 3 months. We've connected with all of them. We, you know, come on the weekend sometimes to check in on them. And it's like, oh my God, you're leaving, but you're going to such a wonderful space, right? You're going home. And that's a huge deal for this family and their communication levels and the children's capabilities to understand what's going on around them. They know what's happening. They know that they are homeless. They know that they shouldn't be homeless. And so they're very aware of it. But man, the joy that comes on that day that they find out. And oftentimes when they find out, families find out their lease signing is happening, it's happening that day or the next day, and they're moving in. They're getting their keys. It's happening now.
Well, just before we run out of time here, we have to talk about why we're here today and learn more about how we can help your organization help more families.
Yeah, you know, I love working with this agency. Family Promise of Juno is fantastic. But we really are getting ready to celebrate a wonderful year for us. You know, we've been serving Juno for 5 years. We've perfected what we do here, and we love what we do here. And we're grateful for all the support that Juno has given us. But we are celebrating our 5th anniversary here, and we are having a barbecue this Sunday I believe we'll start dispersing meals at 4 o'clock. We're gonna have some barbecue, pulled pork sandwiches, I think potato salad, coleslaw, cookies, stuff like that. I would also say that we have 450 meals total. There's no cost to receive a meal. We do accept donations, right? We're a nonprofit, and we really always need the Juneau community support to make sure that families and children don't go homeless in our community. And then I would also add that we are having a fantastic live and silent auction. Kind of some of the stuff in our silent auction consists of some Core Alaska gear, some Tom's Pops, some clothing, radio flyer bikes, some Lincoln Logs, children's toys, adult toys. I think we have like a really cool fishing rod. Some live auction items that are going to be fantastic. Some Alaska Airlines tickets, Alaska Seaplanes tickets, seeing where they fly. Stay out of the shrine, one of the shrine cabins. Platinum Real Estate donated a playhouse. And then we also have some tour with Juneau Whale Tours, I believe. And so we have some really great opportunity, but I do want to make note that like all of our funds that are raised for our auction items will go to our matching funds that was donated by Family Promise National, but primarily Clayton Homes. And I would love to give just a second of backstory on the Clayton Homes piece because I think it is fantastic. They recognize as a home builder in the United States, so they build homes for people, that it should be in their mission to support families in our communities that are really struggling. And it is. They are a national partner with Family Promise. They've been providing homes, specifically homes, to Family Promise nationwide for many years now. I couldn't tell you numbers or anything. I wish I would have researched that a little bit before this. But they also noticed that they can't go to every community and do this. They can't come to Juneau and build a home just because of the costs and staff and all that stuff. I mean, I know that there has to be a limit to what they can provide for sure. But so they do this. They support the Family Promises that they can't go to in a space of donating funds to homeless prevention. And so we did receive a $10,000 grant from them this year, with the goal that we would find 10,000 matching dollars, and all, so then that will put $20,000 to homeless prevention. I would tell you to those in our community that wonder like what that looks like, that homeless prevention dollars can help, 20,000 homeless dollars can help anywhere between 5 and 7 families to prevent them from even experiencing homelessness, right? They call us and they're like, I got an eviction notice, or I'm struggling to pay my rent, or whatever it is that they got going on. That rapid rehousing money just really helps with that.
All righty. Well, gosh, sounds like a lot is going on. And just want to remind people that barbecue is this Sunday, August 21st from 4 to 5:30. So sounds good. Thank you for coming to tell us about this. Katie Carlson, she's Executive Director of Family Promise of Juneau. Thanks for that progress report on your 5-year milestone.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.